This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. The impeachment inquiry into U.S. President Donald Trump's dealings with Ukraine continues this week with more open hearings. In an interview on ABC's This Week, Democratic Congressman Sean Patrick Maloney says the evidence that President Trump tried to trade military aid for political investigations is building.
What we're talking about here is that the President of the United States used taxpayer-funded military assistance to pressure a foreign leader to help him in his reelection campaign. That is solicitation of a bribe, and that is an impeachable offense listed in the Constitution.
Appearing on the same program, Republican Congressman Chris Stewart disagrees, saying the evidence is weak.
I don't think the evidence is building at all. And I'm being sincere in this. I think the evidence is crumbling. I think the Democrats know they're in trouble on this.
The hearings resume on Tuesday. Student protesters in Hong Kong engaged in fierce clashes with police into the early morning hours of Monday at Hong Kong Polytechnic University. Police late Sunday raided the campus where a group of student protesters had barricaded themselves for most of the week. Police eventually surrounded the campus and gave several deadlines for the protesters to exit the campus. Just after midnight local time, police warned they may use live rounds on protesters if they continue attacking the police. The U.S. and South Korea say they are postponing joint military drills. U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper says the move is an act of goodwill toward North Korea. The joint announcement was made in Bangkok at an Asia Defense Ministers Conference. An opposition war monitor says airstrikes on rebel-held areas in Syria's northwestern province of Idlib killed at least 9 people on Sunday. Syrian troops launched a 4-month offensive earlier this year against the country's last opposition stronghold. For more news, download the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Former Defense Chief Gotabaya Rajapakse has won Sri Lanka's presidential election. Reuters' David Doyle reports.
For some, Sri Lanka's new president is the man to defeat enemies of the state, such as those who carried out deadly Easter Sunday attacks earlier this year. For others, he should be tried for war crimes over allegations of killings, torture, and disappearances of scores of people during the final stages of a war against Tamil separatists a decade ago. Gotabaya Rajapaksa was declared the winner of Sri Lanka's presidential election on Sunday. He's the younger brother of former President Mahinda Rajapaksa. And the pair, with Gotabaya as defense chief, gave the military a free hand in 2009 to crush the Tamil Tigers and end a 26-year war.
That is Reuters' David Doyle. Iran's Ayatollah Khamenei is backing the gasoline price rises that have caused nationwide protests. He blames the price increase on the country's opponents and foreign foes. Since the hike on Friday, demonstrators have abandoned their cars along major highways and joined mass protests. Schoolchildren in New Delhi took an environmental oath together on Sunday during a protest against poor air quality, days after schools were shut to protect students' health. Reuters' Emer McCarthy reports.
Indian schoolchildren took to the streets on Sunday with a strong message.
I'm protesting for my right to breathe because it's completely taken away. And I need to live. It's my right. You can't just take it away.
Schools in the capital, New Delhi, will reopen on Monday after closing for 2 days due to a spike in pollution levels, but air quality is likely to remain very poor, just a notch below the most hazardous severe rating, raising health risks for millions of students.
That is Reuters' Emer McCarthy. A large study is calling into question some of the most common practices in healthcare. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The study finds that people with severe but stable heart disease from clogged arteries may have less chest pain if they get a procedure to improve blood flow rather than just allowing medicines time to help. But it also finds a stent or heart bypass won't cut their risk of having a heart attack or dying in the following few years. The results suggest that tens of thousands of costly stent procedures and bypass operations each year are unnecessary or premature for people with stable disease. However, it is a different situation with a heart attack, when a procedure is needed right away to restore blood flow. I'm Ben Thomas.
At least 7 people were killed and 8 injured on Sunday after a gas pipeline exploded in Bangladesh. For more on any of today's stories, please go to voanews.com. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.